Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Kim Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kim, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today's is kind of part one of two parts. We have two radio shows back to back where we're going to be talking about the light and the dark, angels and demons. I know it sounds kind of scary, but a lot of people have been, you know, creating movies about this. People have been interested in it. So I thought, well, why not have somebody who actually works in the area to come on the show and tell us more about it. I just started reading Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Medicine, and just fascinated at how, you know, I was making a joke the other day on Facebook how I was going to have my Akashic readings, you know, read, and I did a show on that a few weeks ago and was talking about, yeah, maybe I was a mermaid, you know, back in Atlantis. And the funny thing is I read about mer people in Atlantis or the possibility of mer people in Atlantis that night, and I just thought it was hilarious that I was just like, pulling stuff out of the ethers to make a joke, and that I actually read it. So today with me, our guest is Tamara Joy Patterson. Now, she's worked as a spiritual healer, health instructor, wellness coach for well over a decade, and she holds degrees in natural health, kinesiology, exercise physiology, and people come to work with her when they have really, really deep and difficult issues, you know, emotional, spiritual wounds. And we had her on the show previously talking about the mindfulness and the stillness and how this practice can really, you know, heal your mind, body, soul. And I've been doing that practically every day since I've been working with Tamara myself. And today we're going to go and talk about the light side today about angels. So Tamara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Dr. Karen. I'm excited about this topic.
I know. I could just feel you brimming with excitement when we decided, you know, to make the show. And I know, you know, you've helped me a lot working with the dark sides, and I hadn't really had time to talk to you about the light and the angels. And one of my angel stories that I wanted to share with you, Tamara, and the rest of the listeners, is that I heard somewhere, read somewhere from probably my spiritual healer books that I have a ton of, that Archangel Uriel was in charge of the weather. So I thought, well, isn't that cool? You know, so I thought, well, get her to ask, you know. So I would often ask, you know, if, you know, for help, and just imagine, you know, the angels helping with weather. And it's been actually kind of an amazing experience. And I realized that if I have some sort of vested interest in a weather being a certain way, like it's going to affect myself, my loved ones, my friends, that somehow those prayers get answered. You know, sometimes I realize there are reasons why things have to be the way they are, like there's a bigger purpose, but I've actually been amazed at how those prayers have been answered. And, you know, I mean, I'll ask them for the silliest things sometimes. I'm like, can I have some on my birthday, please? And, you know, it'll be melting or whatever. And, like, I remember my, you know, 45th birthday, I had a birthday party, and it was, you know, amazing. It was, like, sunny. It was perfect. You know, it was just like, thank you so much. It was so cool. So that's one of my angel stories. So why don't you share with us your expertise as far as working with these light beings? What are they? What do they do? And are they for our highest and greatest good?
Well, I think the first thing to dissect is what they are, angels. I believe that they were created to be the attributes of God for us on the earth. So each angel, especially the archangels, have their own duties. And sometimes, well, let me back up even further. Every person that comes and is born has a guardian angel. So no matter who you are and what you've been through, you're given this bodyguard, so to speak, this little messenger. Angels are messengers, they're protectors, they're helpers, they are incredible. So you have this little bodyguard that your guardian angel, but some people that have certain gifts and talents, like a doctor has a certain kind of archangel, if at any time they want to invoke and ask for that archangel's help, which is Raphael. And you mentioned Uriel. I will share a personal story about Uriel myself in a little bit, but you can invoke an archangel at any time when you know their purposes, and really you don't even need to know their names. There's been times where I'll forget certain archangels' names, and I will say, okay, archangel, the one over lost keys and phones, can you please help me find my cell phone? And every single time it is found, it's been my son's pacifier or sometimes the most mundane things, but they really do care about us. And they have a vested interest on helping the earth heal. And it's funny that the first thing you brought up was the weather, because our weather is being really affected right now by outside unnatural forces. And I'm getting a lot of messages as I pray and work with certain clients that the more prayers we send out, the angels do care. We're not in a hopeless state on the earth, because there is a creator and there are angels that want to help and heal. And I think a lot of us start to feel hopeless, but there's a lot of hope, because angels do care about us. And angels are, there are thousands upon thousands. I actually had this day where I went to my son's school. He's 5 years old and he goes to a parochial school in our local town. And I sat there and meditated the first day of school. Because you know how moms are. We're nervous. Our babies are leaving the nest. And I just was really guided to put him in this school. And I sat out on the bench, and I just closed my eyes, and I saw hundreds of angels all over the campus. And I said, why are there so many angels here with all these little babies, you know? And the answer I got was, because people pray here. People ask for our assistance. So we're all over the place, because my husband has taught at a public school, and in the past, although there's angels present, that sort of hundreds, that look that I saw of so many surrounding the kids, it was almost overwhelming, and it took me back because I wasn't used to seeing that where my husband used to teach. So it was, and I actually used to see a lot more of the dark. So it was profound, and I thought, how cool that my son is starting school in a place where, although he's not with me physically, he is being protected, and there are those beings that watch over him, and it gave me that feeling that I could just surrender and let go of him for those few hours a day. But they do, they care about us so much, and they're always with us, and all we have to do is ask for their help, even if it's something really silly, what we would think is silly.
How come they don't help automatically? Why do we have to ask for their help?
Oh, that is such a great question. This is the one rule of earth that people have asked me time and time again is free will. Angels will act and protect us, but humans and our stories and our purposes, we have to, in our free will, choose light or dark. So the more that we're choosing love and peace and joy and service to others, the more the angels can help us, and they pile on us. I mean, at the birth of my daughter, the night before I went in, I just saw angels and these white robe beings there to help us, and her birth was very precarious. If you've heard the earlier radio shows, right. I think I mentioned it. And their presence was so strong. But if we choose, because many people choose the other realm, and they call in the other realm, or they just make selfish, hateful, fearful choice-making all the time, then we actually don't get that help from the angels, because the angels, it's like an angel has to sit on the couch, and as soon as we say, hey, can I have your help, they jump up and they're ready to go, but we have to ask for their help. And it's the same thing with any layer of heaven. We have to ask God for help. We have to ask Jesus for help. We have to ask. When we don't, there's even a scripture, ask and you shall receive. That's why we have to ask. It's the only rule on the earth with heaven and the lower realm and earth beings, is we have to use our free will for either positive or negative.
Well, that's a great answer. Well, are you also saying that if someone is mired in, you know, negativity or whatever, that their power to ask for angelic help is lessened than someone who stays more in joy, or do they have equal power to ask?
They have equal power to ask, but you have to imagine that if someone has a lower realm entity around them, it's just like a really toxic friend that's talking in your ear all the time. So So although that person can still ask for help, there may be that little friend saying, you don't need to, you're stupid, why would you ask, it's not important, you're not worthy of it. So a lot of times the more people listen to the negative self-talk and they go down that rabbit hole of negativity, it does get harder to climb out. But I have to say, I have worked with the most chained up, locked up folks, and there's always hope. People can always choose love. That's what we are. The only reason someone is not fully in love or embracing it or accepting it is because of their free will in the first place. So they can always use their free will to get help and to heal and then to grow that. And what's really fun is when my clients come in and they're really bogged down in bondage and a lot of darker things, when they heal from that, it's like they find neutral and they really start to experience peace as a natural part of their life. So when there is a negative energy, they can feel it within it like a minute, and then they ask the angels for help. I can feel this. It's not right. Something's off. I don't know what it is. Please help me, Archangel Michael. And then, boom, Archangel Michael will come in and help them right away. But sometimes it's just feeling peace. I've had lots of clients, and I'm sure you have too, where they come in and they can't remember the last time they felt joy.
Right.
So that state of depression can really feed a lot of negativity, but they can always get out of it, always.
Right. Oh, wow. You know, I wanted to run this situation by you. There's a patient of mine who's also a healthcare provider who, was asking Archangel Michael for protection because where she works, there were some definitely negative toxic energies, and she could feel, you know, this negative entities, you know, around her. And she came to the office, and, you know, she wasn't brain balanced that day, and she clearly looked disturbed. You know, she didn't feel well, and she says, I've been asking Archangel Michael for protection. And so I checked, and she did have some negative, you know, thought forms near her. They weren't attached to her, but they were near her. And so I said, did you ask Archangel Michael actually to remove them from you or, you know, from your space? And she said, I didn't think of that. I said, well, I mean, she said, I asked for protection. I said, okay, well, they're actually not attached to you, but you're probably still feeling their negativity. So I said, well, why don't you ask now? She started laughing. She goes, I never thought of it. So she asked, she prayed, asked, and then we rechecked, and she felt so much better that they were gone. And we were like, isn't that kind of like obvious that she would want them removed? But she didn't actually say that. So do we have to be that specific, Tamara?
Sometimes we do. It's true. We do have to be really specific. There are also sometimes, I find when there's something like that sticks, she needed to learn a skill. So it's almost like the angels know what she needs to learn. So they're going to keep her safe, but she's going to be uncomfortable, but that forced her to call you. So then you came into her presence and you said, oh, well, what about this? And ask more specific questions. Well, now she has that tool. So
right.
She may end up using that in her work in a different way where she's aware of the specificity of her questions, et cetera. And so it may not have been, like, maybe in a couple of weeks she could be in that same situation, ask Michael for help, and then, boom, they're gone. But I think that was probably allowed because you two needed to connect and you needed to teach her something. Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot where people are kept safe, but they're brought to something. That question drives them to do something, but then that action matters. And all the angels, they know the blueprint of our life. They know the lessons that we need to learn. So sometimes we're brought into certain situations and we say, hey, they knew we just needed to be taken out of that. But sometimes they're like, hey, you could have been taken out of it, but then you wouldn't have met so-and-so, or you wouldn't have learned this lesson, or you wouldn't have gone to this place in time that you needed to be to find that book. So there's still a greater orchestration of our lives that go on in those moments. It's really fun when you start to tap into this.
Wow. So, you know, I'm going to play, and no pun intended, devil's advocate for a millisecond here. And, you know, I had another new patient come in recently who said, I don't believe in angels, but I believe in God, and we should only be praying to God, not to angels. So I did change my little, you know, pre-energy healing prayer for them, and it worked, you know, well for them. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, people may say, well, prove it. Like, how do you know there are angels? We can't, the average person can't see them. And, you know, how do we actually know they're there? How would you answer
that? I love this question. There's probably three different answers. The first one for me is my life with angels has been my experience. So just like we could study books about a certain topic, like gravity, mm-hmm. When you experience gravity and you feel it pulling your feet to earth and you feel that connectedness, you say, okay, I've experienced gravity, although you could logically read about it and consciously try to understand it. So for me, if someone doesn't believe in what I've experienced, that's okay because they don't have to understand it the way I do. I've lived a very out-of-the-box life, as we've talked about from the beginning, and that's been on purpose, and that's part of my path. But for people that don't believe, I often say, and a lot of times they don't believe because religion has hurt them. So maybe their belief in angels comes from a really religious dogma of who the angels are and who they're not and not to pray to them, et cetera. And to me, God created them. So if, like this patient, it sounds like God is their number one. Well, God is my number one, too. So ask God to show you if angels are real or not, because God created these beings for the patient, so God will surely reveal certain ones that patient may need to heal. Like Raphael will just show up, and I'll have the most cynical people that are just really, they're strong in their beliefs, and I can admire that at times. Archangel Raphael will show up sometimes, and my client, out of the blue, they don't even know why, they're like, all I see is this big green sparkly circle to the left of your head. So now they're having an experience. And so even though they, in their logical mind, go, oh, my gosh, what is this? What is this green sparkly? Who is this? They may, for the first time, start to experience an angel, and then it takes all of that questioning. I don't feel like I ever have to prove anything to anyone. I just say, hey, if you really want to know, then just ask the Creator to show you the angels that you need in your life, and He will every time in really fun ways, too. Really fun ways.
Oh, that sounds very fun. Well, and the other
and the
question,
other side of that, too, I have – oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you were just saying that, you know, the angels that you need at your side, I think you said. So are you saying that we actually need the angels for our healing?
Yes, we do, like I said with gravity, they're there whether we consciously know it or not, and they love us so much. I can get emotional talking about this topic, but they're just there. They want to help us, and when we're really in that place of grief, there are certain angels that show up, or if we are pregnant and we're scared about the birth, Archangel Gabriel just shows up, and so whether we're consciously aware of it or not, their presence is still there. But if we start to ask, hey, I really want to know if you guys are real, you know, help me find my keys. Samuel will show up. It's really cool. But it's, once again, it's that free will. Does your free will really want to know what I call the behind-the-scenes realm, or do you want to stay in your little bubble? And so if your free will really does desire to see the angel realm, it will happen because you're asking for it.
I see. So for those people that, like my patient, who really don't want to know, that it's, you know, best to respect their free will, that they don't want to
know. Yeah, absolutely. But you could still pray on their behalf. And I understand that belief of not praying to saints and angels. I grew up in a really conservative view that way. But as I've begun to experience them, it's just asking for their help. You can call it what you want, but it's just talking to them. I've had very real encounters with Mother Mary, and she just comes to me, and so people could say, oh, you can't pray to her, and I'm thinking she's been the most loving, protective presence in my life as I've carried my children. So, you know, God has been more real in those moments than any other, and so until you've had those experiences, you can judge from the outside, but when you've experienced something, it just is what it is, and it doesn't matter if people agree with you or not.
Right. No, that's a very good point. And the other, you know, real take-home message today, I think, that you shared is that that rule of free will, because I'm sure, I mean, I don't know if you have felt it, but when I was a child, I always wondered, why does God let bad things happen to people? And I'm sure a lot of other people have kind of similar questions, like, well, if there really was a God, why is there war? Why are they, you know, allowing GMO foods? And why are they, you know, all this kind of stuff? But by understanding that there is this rule of free will and we can ask for help, that really, you know, makes a lot of sense, like, you know, why the world is the way we are. Because if we were supposed to be perfect in the first place, then where would we evolve to? We would, you know, there would be nowhere to go.
Right. And at the same time, free will, when used negatively, creates destruction. It was never God's design for us to hate one another. He is love. So we rejected love as humanity in some point, and we have created a lot of our own problems. There are people who chose to make GMO'd foods. There are people that are truly run by dark energies that make choices on our behalf that are poisonous and toxic. And so that's not of God. It's this chess match behind the scene is so real. And when we can see the spiritual sides, the humans are choosing constantly whether they want to serve self and be greedy and money hungry, or if they want to serve others and be humble and love. And for the brunt of humanity, it seems really hard for us to choose love. It goes back to my stillness exercise. There's a reason I teach that first. It's because most humans want to choose the opposite. It's just something about us. We just want to play with fire and then blame God when we get burnt.
Well, and thank you for reminding us about the stillness meditation too, because you know, one of my patients just bought it from you. She's very excited to do it. And before we go to questions, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what your services are, or, you know, what products that you have that are helping people, that you find are very helpful to support people's healing, and where people
Absolutely.
Can find you?
Yeah, so my website is www.tamarashealinggarden.com, and I have relaxation products that have been infused by Dr. Yuri Krohn, our radiophysicist that Dr. Karen and I both know and work with. And I also have a private practice, and because we're talking today about spiritual things, it's not something I openly advertise on my website, but I do have people from all over the globe that have sought me out for spiritual counsel and such, especially to deal with darker energies that other healers haven't been able to touch. That's a gift I've been given, and I'll share that story. And so I am available for that. If you're listening today and you really know that you're stuck and you've maybe been to different healers and you're just not sure where to go, I would love to help you with that. It's one of my greatest purposes. And I also have yoga DVDs and my stillness DVD available, and my new blog is on my website too, but it's all there at tamarashealinggarden.com.
Okay, great. And that's spelled T-A-M-A-R-A.
So, yes, three A's, T-A-M-A-R-A-S. Mm-hmm. Healing
yeah,
Garden.
TamarasHealingGarden.com. Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. So if you're, we have about 5 or 6 minutes left. If you're joining us live, I am interviewing Tamara Joy Patterson, and we're talking about angels. And the number to call in is 818-514-1190, and hit 1 so we know you have a question. Again, the number is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. And I can definitely attest to, you know, to Tamara's work, because I did a session with her, and it was really amazing just what you did and what I learned about myself and, you know, my partnership with James, and just working with these different energies, the light and the dark. And I, you know, definitely felt a huge shift in my body. So thank you.
Good. Thank the
yeah.
angels and God, but you bet.
Yeah,
I love it. It's probably
you.
My favorite topic, but I also understand that depending on how people were raised and where their beliefs sit, people really look at this topic from very different, very strong views. So whoever I'm working with, we have to work within those ramifications. But I remember going to church one time, and the preacher said, Jesus will meet you on whatever path if you're seeking him. And I thought, that's so true, because if you're really seeking love and you're seeking truth, the truth reveals itself and love reveals itself. So I find that that's my message. No matter who comes to me with whatever their wounds, and sometimes they're really closed off to religion because they've been abused or hurt in some way, religion is not God. They just have to re-meet God in a different way than they were taught, and then the angels are just there surrounding them and comforting them, and I just watch magic happen. It's incredible. I actually feel really blessed in my work, because sometimes I feel like I'm observing it, even though I'm facilitating it. It's through me. I just feel like I'm this conduit, and it's it's just, there's days I walk away from a session like, thank you, I got to be a part of that. It was so fun.
Wow.
It's really special.
That is neat. Well, you know, and I have an easel question I just thought of. You know, for example, can I ask something like say I remove a dark energy from someone and they're in a place where there's a hospital or something, you know, where there's, you know, many dark energies potentially or prison. Can I ask the angels to protect them 24/7, like to have some sort of protective shield? So that any negative entity, you know, trying to pierce that shield will immediately be dissolved or transformed. Is that something that we can ask? I know it's a lot to ask.
Absolutely.
But
mm-hmm.
I have been asking.
I love this because when a client leaves my practice, they have been put back into what I call their cocoon, where we've really removed a lot of the darkness, and then their Swiss cheese of their energy field, these big bullet holes that happen, are really filled. But I know that they're going back into their normal life with whatever burden. So first of all, their job is to, in free will, do their stillness homework and to continue to choose to want to heal, because then that allows my prayers to work. So if they're doing their part in free will, then we can pray, and our prayers have a huge amount of power. So as a client of mine is listening to this, they'll go, I knew she did something. But as they leave, I always say a prayer around them and send them with their angels, and I just pray for them to have extra protection and to keep them sealed up in that cocoon until the next time we meet again. And if they do their homework, there's just little miracles that happen in between sessions or in between times that I work with them. But absolutely, and mothers ask me this a lot, maybe they have a son or a daughter that's really partying and choosing the wrong lifestyle and sleeping around or whatever, and they say, I just know that my son or daughter's in a really tough place and they're making the wrong choices and it's affecting them and et cetera. And I say, prayers work. Even though their free will is not online at this moment, you're still their parent for a reason. You need to pray for them. If someone has to ask for that angelic help. So if they're not doing it for themselves, then sure, you know, do it for them, especially if you're a mom or a dad that's having a struggling kiddo. Because I've seen time and time again that years later the kids come back and they go, I just knew my mom helped me during that time. But yeah, absolutely. Always pray for your clients or for your kids or family members.
I'm so sorry, Tamara. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, sorry, guys. I lost the call, and that wasn't Tamara's fault. That's interesting. My communication system just kind of kaput there. My phone line totally cut off. So I think that's really kind of interesting. I wonder why. Oh, my gosh. So next week on the show, Tamara's going to talk to us about the dark. So we talked about the light today, the angels, and what they're going to do for us when we ask for help and how we can ask for help and how we can keep that protection up for us, and that staying in the love, staying in the light, that is such an amazing thing to learn today. And then next week we're going to be talking about the dark, so you'll at least be armed with the knowledge of what's really out there and Tamara's vast experience in working with clearing and healing dark energies. And I've been doing a lot of that myself recently with really great effect. So please join us next week for our call and the radio show number to call in if you want to, you know, call us live and ask a question is going to be 818-514-1190, or you can go to the website and click listen so you can listen live with us as well next week. So join me and Tamara again next week as we talk about the dark entities. And, you know, we've talked about the light, so let's talk about the dark and then how we can heal from those things. Until next time, have a great week and take care, everyone. Bye for now.